Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's
company
two. Hi. Anything for me?
Oh, it's you. Where'd you spring from?
I've been walking behind you since you got off the bus.
Why didn't you say something?
I was enjoying the view from the rear.
That's not my best feature.
You've never seen it walking up the stairs. I mean, I know there's not a lot of you, but you move it around nicely.
What are you, some kind of sex maniac?
Well, if you're going to be any kind of a maniac, that's the kind to be.
Don't you ever think of anything else?
Yeah? Like right now I'm thinking, how come I opened the front door without a key?
Maybe Chrissy's home. Chrissy!
Chrissy?
Maybe she's taking a shower.
You're right. I'll go look.
Hold it. I don't hear any water running.
I'll go look anyway. Maybe she's taking a bath.
Now, will you stop kidding around? Which one of us was the last to leave the house this morning?
That's hard to say. You and Chrissy left before I did.
Did you forget to lock the door?
Mm-mm.
Burglars? Jack!
There have been a lot of break-ins around here lately.
You're right. That young couple next door, they've been ripped off twice.
You mean Horace and Mike?
Burglars don't care about your sex life. Pictures, plants, lamp. Well, nothing seems to be missing. Jack!
Well, nothing seems to be missing, Janice, so you have nothing to worry about.
Unless the burglars are still here.
You had to find something to worry about.
Maybe they're hiding.
Hmm?
You want to go and look in the bedroom?
Why disturb them?
All right. If you're chicken, I'll go.
No, you stay where you are. After all, who's the man around here? My luck. Right! Charlie, Bill, you stay outside. Careful with those shotguns. Fred? Yes, sir. Fred, listen carefully. Take the muzzle off of the Doberman. That's it. I'll go in first. If they have any sense, they'll make a run for it. There's nobody in there.
What about your room?
Hmm?
Your room.
Oh, my God, what a mess.
Oh. Somebody broke in.
No, that's just the way I left it.
There's just one more place.
Huh?
Bathroom.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
No, that's clean.
Wait a minute. Where's the radio?
It's right over here on this empty shelf.
Oh, no. We're out $300.
Oh, Janet, that's ridiculous. That little radio couldn't be worth $300.
But underneath that little radio was an envelope with our rent money in it. $300 cash.
What?
Yeah, let's call the police.
No, wait, don't panic. Let's check first. Maybe it slid down or fell under something.
Okay.
These plants.
You see anything?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that's okay. I had to go to the bathroom anyway.
What is going on? Chrissy. Now, I want you to think very carefully.
What about?
This morning?
Yeah?
Before you left for work?
Yeah?
Did you touch the rent money?
Yeah, when I took the radio.
You took the radio?
Yeah, I took it to be repaired.
Oh, boy, you took it to be repaired. We were just about to call the police.
Really? Oh. What did you do with the rent money?
Oh, I just left it over there on that empty shelf.
Call the police.
The hair's really getting thin back here. You know, it's funny, when you get to be my age, that's always the first thing to go.
Not in your case, Stan. Look, aren't those pretty?
Gorgeous.
Are you peeping at that blonde again? The blonde you're always peeping at?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one in 105.
107.
I got news for you, Stanley. You got competition. We had a peeping Tom the other night.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. I saw him plain as anything. He was looking in our bedroom window and yawning.
You must have been getting undressed. Where'd you get those?
Oh, Chrissy gave them to me. Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, almost as good as mine.
They are yours. She got them from your garden.
She what?
Now, don't get mad, Stanley. It's the thought that counts. You know, I think we ought to do something for those kids in return, like, take them out to dinner.
Take them out to dinner? What for?
Well, just to be neighborly.
I don't want to be neighborly. If they would move out, I could rent that apartment for a lot more money.
Oh, come on, Stanley. It'd be fun. Please?
Careful, you're using up my hair there.
Oh, come on, Stanley. Just a little something to give them pleasure. You were young once. You remember the little things that used to give you pleasure? Like watching the Wright brothers fly for the first time? Oh, come on, Stanley.
Come on. All right, I'll invite them out to dinner. It'll give me a rest from your cooking.
Good. Okay, you go and invite them, and I'll look for something to wear.
Oh, are you coming too?
$300 were wiped out. Do you realize how long it takes me to save $300?
How long?
I don't know. I'm still saving.
Oh, boy, do I know what you mean, Chrissy.
If I could just cry.
No, Chrissy, crying won't help anything. What we've got to do is raise the $300 for this month's rent.
That was last month's rent. We're already a month behind.
Well, we've got to raise the money somehow. Maybe we could sell something.
I've only got one thing worth selling, and I was hoping to save that till I got married. My grandmother's wedding ring.
Maybe we should just tell Roper.
Yeah, any reasonable man would understand.
Oh, you're right. We can't tell Roper.
Tripper? Jack Tripper?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's me, officer. I'm the one who phoned in about the stolen money.
Oh, no, officer. There are no signs of forcible entry. You know, we don't know how those burglars got in here.
Well, this key might give us a clue.
Oh, where did we keep that out there for our own use? No one else is supposed to use it.
Was there anything else missing?
Yes, sir. A transistor radio. Black with a silver dial. The volume knob is missing.
No, you're forgetting. I took that to be repaired.
Which Chrissy took to be repaired, so it's not missing, sir.
Tell me, are you in the habit of leaving $300 in cash lying around?
We're not in the habit of having $300.
That was our rent money.
You see, every week we collect some money for the pot. Oh, I mean the kitty.
And you kept this cash hanging around loose?
Of course not. It wasn't loose. It was in a big white envelope with the word rent printed on it.
Oh. This $300, do you have the numbers of the notes?
Yes. Two of them were 50s, 15 of them were 10s. There was...
And there was nothing else missing?
Well, not exactly missing, but there are always things we can't find. Small things, you know, like lipstick or...
You can't find your lipstick?
Janitor Chrissy's or my odd socks. I mean, those items are not exactly missing. They're just lost. I mean, they're always here somewhere, but you can't find them. But that's not quite what you're talking about.
They didn't take the television set. I wonder why they didn't take the TV.
Have you seen some of these new shows?
Look, officer, we are really in a bind here. You see, if we tell our landlord that we can't pay the rent, he won't believe us. But if you tell him that the money was stolen, he'll believe it.
What a super idea, Janet.
Thank you.
You want me to tell the landlord that the rent money's stolen?
Please?
How many times have you pulled this stunt?
What stunt?
Oh, come on, Sonny. You're not dealing with a rookie. Next time you want to fake a burglary, make it look real.
Fake?
Break up a few things. Get rid of the TV. And think up a better story than leaving $300 lying around in an envelope marked rent. Nobody's that stupid.
We are.
You know, you're lucky I don't run you all in.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, sir?
Thank you for not running us all in, officer. He didn't even read us our rights.
What time is it?
6 o'clock.
Oh, that means Roper will be here any minute to collect the rent.
Oh, and he warned us last month. If we don't have that money today...
Oh, he won't really throw us out.
Oh, are you kidding? He would enjoy throwing us out.
Oh, it's him.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do?
All right, we're going to buy the only thing we can afford, time. We'll go down to the pub and hide out. Why, it's Mr. Roper. Look at Mr. Roper. It's Mr. Roper.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you doing there?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I just came here to tell you...
Mr. Roper, would you like to step inside for just a moment?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Like I was saying, I told the wife, you know, they're really not bad kids. Why don't we invite them to dinner tonight?
Are you still sulking about those kids walking out on you?
I don't want to talk about it. We discussed it enough last night.
You mean I discussed it? You fell asleep right in the middle.
I did not fall asleep.
You did, too. You fall asleep in the middle of everything.
You know, I don't know how you do it, Helen.
Do what?
You've only been up a half an hour, but your tongue is already put in an 8-hour shift. Why'd they run away from me like that?
Yeah, maybe there's something about you that I've grown used to that other people still notice.
Your tongue just went into overtime.
Oh, you know, Stanley, you shouldn't blame the kids. It was probably just a misunderstanding.
Not on my part.
You're right, dear.
I am?
Yes. So, why don't you go up there again tonight and ask them out to dinner?
After what they did to me? No, I'm not taking them anyplace. Why should I?
For me?
You got to give me a better reason.
All right, I will. Now, I had a lot of things I was going to do today. I was going to go shopping. I was going to go to the beauty parlor. I was going to have a walk on the beach. But I'm giving that all up. So I can stay home with you and talk. And talk. And talk.
Helen?
While you're reading your newspaper, while you're watching the TV, while you're taking your nap.
All right. I'll do it.
Oh, thank you, Stanley.
You're not welcome.
What are we going to do about the rent? We can't go on avoiding Roper forever. What about that boss of yours, that one who's always chasing you around? Think you could get an advance out of him? Only if I let him catch me.
Where's Jack? He's in the bathroom.
Still? And they talk about women. You know, he stays in that bathroom twice as long as we do.
Well, he has to shave.
We have to put on our makeup.
And he likes to read in there.
Oh.
He says, kills two birds with one stone.
Morning. How are you doing?
Oh, gee, do you have to walk around the house in your underwear?
This is not underwear. It's my bathing suit. I ran out of clean shorts.
Oh, well, in that case, it's all right.
Why wasn't it all right before?
Because before I thought it was your underwear.
Yeah, but it's still the same shorts. You can't tell the difference.
I can.
How?
Because your underpants have giraffes on them. You don't catch us walking around the apartment in our underwear.
You've been too quick for me.
Hey, don't you have any friends who could loan us some money?
The guys I know don't have that kind of dough. Except Charlie. He suddenly came into a lot of money.
Well, call him.
I can't. He's in jail.
You're a big help.
Well, how about you two? You should be able to raise some money.
Hey, why don't we have a garage sale?
We don't have a garage.
We could rent one.
With what?
With the money we make from the sale, dummy.
How about you, Janet? Can you get a loan?
Oh, forget it. I always have trouble getting loans, even though I go in there with 10 impeccable references.
What's the trouble?
They always check them out.
Well, I guess no loans. Loans. Yes, loans! No, no loans. Yes, loans. Yes, loans is the key.
He's really flipped out.
Should I call a doctor or get an S?
Why did I think of that before? I'm such an idiot.
Oh!
That's the answer. There is a financial aid department at my school. They give loans to students in need. Okay, they have to make up a really sad story.
Right. Well, you got one.
Hmm?
You were robbed, weren't you?
Yeah.
And if you don't pay the rent, they're going to throw you out in the street.
Yeah.
And just to clinch it, tell them you've got two weak girls depending on you.
Yeah.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Can I tell them you're pregnant?
Get out of here.
Now, there are just a few questions. What did you want this money for?
Well, the rent money was stolen. Our apartment was burgled. They just smashed right in.
Dear, you know, sometimes I think it'd be better just to leave the front door open. We'd probably be safer that way. I mean, burglars would think it was a trick and not come in.
There's one thing I'd like to mention, Mr. Travers. I don't have any collateral.
Jack, as a student here, all you have to prove is need.
Oh, we need.
Well, that's good enough for me. Oh, now, you said we. Does that mean you share the apartment?
With a couple of roommates who don't have any money either. And since it's harder for a woman to get a loan than a man, I decided it was up to me, so here I am.
You're living with a woman?
Oh, yeah, but that won't hurt my application, will it?
Jack, this is the 70s, for heaven's sake. I mean, this is a college, not a monastery. Loan approval doesn't depend on how you conduct your private life.
Oh, good.
She doesn't happen to be a student, too.
Oh, no, she's a typist. Oh.
Yes, well, that's all right. Now, what does your other roommate do?
Oh, she works in a flower shop. I really appreciate this, Mr. Travers.
You live with two girls?
You know, what's so nice is that you seem to have a terrific understanding of my problem. It's a real load off my mind, believe me.
Two girls? Well, now, how long did you want to take to pay this off? I mean, 12, 18 months.
Oh, may as well go for the 18, huh?
May as well. You live with two girls?
Like, they're lovely, hardworking.
Oh, yes. Now, $300. Are you sure this is going to be enough?
I don't believe in biting off more than I can chew. Let's see. I figure what? $300? If I can save $20
a month.
Mr. Travers, I don't want that to bother you. I promise I'll pay back the loan. I know I work a six-hour school day and I have to study all night, but I also find time to pick up part-time jobs.
When?
What can I tell you? I almost had the money right in my hand, and then Mr. Travers asked me about my father, and that ruined it.
Are you illegitimate?
No. He wanted to know how much my father made for a living.
Oh, I see. So he could be sure you'd pay the loan back.
No, so he could be sure I couldn't.
I don't get it.
Neither did I. You see, my father earns over $6,000 a year, which means I am not a hardship case. How about that? If my father were poor and starving, we'd all be sitting pretty.
What a lousy break. What are we going to do now?
I've got a thought. We mustn't despair.
Well, what's your thought?
That's it. We mustn't despair.
We don't need philosophy, Jack. We need money. It's the Ropers. I'm taking a shower. I'll keep him out for the night, huh? Are you kidding? Keep him out. He'll be back as soon as he figures
Look,
it out.
It's the pub for us again. Grab your coats and let's get out of here.
Okay.
How'd they get away this time? Hold it. Come back here. This time, nobody's leaving. Ellen, lock that door.
Come on, Kojak. Why don't you just tell him why you came?
Look, we can explain.
I don't want any explanation. I just want yes or no.
All right, no. With an explanation.
No? You mean you don't want to have dinner with us?
What?
He's trying to invite you out to dinner tonight.
Is that all?
Well, maybe we can go bowling afterwards.
We accept and thank you very much.
My pleasure.
My idea.
My money.
You're coming up to collect the rent.
Wait a minute. You say something about the rent?
I don't remember.
Because you already paid it.
No, Mr. Roper, she didn't. We did.
Yeah, you remember I came up to fix a sink yesterday? There was an envelope that said rent on it. So naturally, I took it.
Why didn't you leave us a receipt?
A receipt? You think I would take something without leaving a receipt? Look, here's my receipt book right here. See, here's my copy. And there's your copy. Thanks. We all make mistakes.
Don't put yourself down, Stanley. You do it better than anyone.
Let's go eat. I'm starved.
Okay. Oh,
Ellen, I'll take care of you later.
Promises. Promises.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.